This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Ruby Frankie behind bars, Kevin Frankie, her estranged husband who's filed for divorce, speaking out, telling some of his side of the story. We've learned some of it from the police interview that was released in a big trove of information and data dumps this last week. And Kevin, from some of the interviews that we've seen and listened to, seemingly fairly shocked by what was going on in the home of Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand, while he stood far back and waited for his time that maybe she'd come back to him. Joining us to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. What was your reaction to Kevin's police interview and just the seemingly completely unawareness that all these things were happening with Ruby and Jody, and his choice not to be a part of the kid's life, just standing back for more than a year saying, well, we had this verbal agreement, but that's it.
I'm not buying it. You know, I guess from the very beginning, I haven't bought it. And this is why. They are LDS members, mm-hmm. Mormons. That the whole crux of that religion is the male is in charge mm-hmm. of everything. Not the female. The whole structure is structured that way. And I think, I mean, this is just my view. I think certainly he was estranged, but I believe it was of his own accord as much as it was of her following the advice of Jody to, you know, get away for a while. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe he's kind of the weak individual that he paints himself out to be. And I'll tell you what supports that, I believe. If anybody has watched the interview the body cam of when his older daughter came in and took out papers and things like that, that I think probably were incriminating in some way, and he wanted it all back. Mm-hmm. And a female police officer brings it to him, and his main focus is, I want my daughter charged.
Yeah.
How do I get her charged? I want her charged. I want her going down. Not at all concerned about her. like you said, he totally abandoned the family. I think he did that on his own accord. I don't think he cares about his family. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I think they were abusive for years. The whole eight passengers thing, how people were treated, the kids, meaning I don't think he's this, you know, sidekick that didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, is this the image he just needs to portray at this point? Because you don't want to be on the other end of this. You don't want to be somehow complicit with what was going on with Ruby's thinking and such. It is very interesting to watch his demeanor from different, you know, video to video, where we have that one with the daughter and him wanting her to be charged, to being very compassionate. I just want to get my kids back, and I care about this and I care about that. He seems very shocked by what was going on in the house, but at the same point, supposedly had kind of a relationship there that was, you know, somewhat on the up and up of, you know, if there's an emergency, we're going to talk. I trust Jody. I don't know. I mean, I don't understand how you can really kind of play both cards.
Yeah. And that just is not the religion that they all subscribe to.
No.
Meaning it doesn't line up. And then when you see him, when he doesn't really think about the fact he's being recorded, mm-hmm. because she's just got her BWC on, the officer, totally different way of acting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call it acting, because I think he was acting mm-hmm. When, you know, he made his, you know, statement. And I think a lot of it too is, remember, it was only about a year. Mm-hmm. What about all that time leading up to it? And I think it's going to be difficult to ever charge him for what happened unless his children turn against him.
Sure.
If his children say that he was involved before Jody got involved, then you know, we could see charges, but those poor children, I think, are so emotionally have been so hurt. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of therapy and professional help, hopefully, to get them where they can mm-hmm. face all the damage that they
sure.
endured.
It's already hard to believe that he didn't have some sort of involvement or awareness of what was going on, or at least while they were living together prior to Jody being involved. But how do you believe this one, where he gets into the world of the supernatural? And I was kind of taken aback by this. He's saying, I can't explain some of the stuff that happened while we were there. Speaking of being at Hildebrandt's home, saying that they saw plates flying off of the shelves in the kitchen at full speed, smashing into the wall, as well as hearing crashing sounds in the basement while they were upstairs. I mean, this just, come on. I mean, you're professing this as fact. I don't know what to even make of why one would even say these sort of things unless they believe them.
Well, I think he's saying them to have kind of a dual defense. One, I didn't know anything was going on. I'm innocent. And yeah, I didn't see anything, you know, Sergeant Schultz. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, probably most of your audience doesn't even know who I'm talking about, but I see nothing. I hear nothing. And then juxtaposing that with, and plus I'm crazy. Like, I don't know reality. My reality is a supernatural mm-hmm. Reality. And I think there's a component there. There is no way that I don't believe he had counseling, meaning his attorney that talked to him about this and before he ever went in to make a statement. And I think this was part of their plan, if you will, to make him look less involved.
Yeah. Yeah. It's even crazier than I think a lot of us thought initially when we're starting to hear all these things that were going on behind the scenes, and probably will continue if more of this continues to come out about the Frankies. All right.
It's never ending with them.
It is. It is. All right. We'll wrap up right there, Jen.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.